So this is a really slick runaround by basically coming in and coming in with a paramilitary bill and stating that nobody can come in and show another person how to make a firearm or explosive device. Nobody can assemble and teach each other how to use a firearm or explosive device. So I just want to kind of bring that up and keep everybody apprised on how they're trying to go around the Second Amendment via states now. Since the Fed is not coming in, Donald Trump's not really pushing anything anymore as far as the federal red flag gun laws. I think the amount of pushback that he saw from the Constitutional Republic and from a lot of the population of the United States, how vocal we were, our listeners weren't, a lot of other alternative medias, that bill that Bubble Boy Rubio tried to push through, to my knowledge, from my research looked at it, it's not going anywhere, the federal red flag gun law. So now these states are trying to take it into their own hands and go around the Second Amendment by passing their own bills, and if they can't get it in a state session, they're trying to do it via county and city session so they can spread their virus like in a disgusting cancer across the state, infecting everybody and preventing them from being able to defend themselves lawfully with whatever weapon they seem fit to have.
You know, you're absolutely right, Austin. If the cities, municipalities, and counties all start passing individual laws, the chaos that will ensue will be unbelievable. You won't be able to drive across a city line. In other words, if we live in Polk County, and Polk County is okay to possess an AR-15 with a 30-round magazine, semi-automatic, and all of a sudden we drive into the city, which is, you know, like next door where the line reaches the company, this is the county, we're right on the county line, then all of a sudden now we're committing a felony by breaching that 10-foot barrier, and it's going to create chaos. Because remember, this group, this out of chaos will come a new world order. They're doing everything they can to cause dysfunctionality in the city, local, and state governments. And when Virginia put these Democrats into office a few weeks ago, I warned everybody. I've got a friend of mine, Gene, who lives up there. He warned everybody. He goes, it's awful. And he went to the meeting, by the way, last night. The crazy part about all of this is all Donald Trump's doing. All of it. Donald Trump pushed red flag gun laws nationally. Donald Trump pushed enhanced background checks. Donald Trump had his doggone Christ-denying, Virgin Mary-denying daughter push this stuff through and into the Senate and the House. Pushing. I contacted one of my friends who basically is one of the White House liaison pastors, and I told him several months ago, I said, this has to stop. He has to stop with his gay agenda, pushing the gay agenda, the transgender agenda, which Donald Trump was pushing. He's got to stop it. He's got to stop the gun laws. He's got to stop this, or he'll never be reelected. He's going to lose his base. And now, like you said, Trump's backed off, but the damage has already been done. Now my friend has been banned from the White House or attending meetings of the Oval Office or having any access to the president whatsoever. Just thought I'd mention that, okay? And he said that Franklin Graham was so rude to him that it was unbelievable. Now, I know a lot of you guys, love Billy Graham, but you need to do some background research on the Billy Graham, who the real Billy Graham was. I'm not going to say anything else. He's dead now. You know, may he rest in peace, but you need to do some research. And you need to realize who Franklin Graham is and this hardcore Zionist movement in Washington who has pushed the president into prominence, who, again, want to bring in a third temple in Israel, bring in the Antichrist, get raptured, watch from the heavenly grandstands, and a applaud as all hell breaks loose and Satan's unleashed. Okay, this is a twisted mess from the Scofield Bible. And the problem is that people won't talk about this. They refuse, and I talked about it on the Jeff Rentz show last night. I talked about it on Jeff Rentz last night in detail. And tomorrow we're going to go into the Kabbalah and how it ties into all of this stuff. In the Masonic lodges and 33 degree Masons, and what happens in the 30th degree ritual when they actually speak to a man in a casket, who that man's supposed to represent. We're going to talk about all of that tomorrow in the Kabbalah and in the Masonic lodges. So it's going to be an interesting show tomorrow. But the reality is this: we as Christians have to stay the course. We've got to continue to walk in love to the best that we possibly can. And mind you, I don't always walk in love. Sometimes I'm downright ugly. And you think, not you. Oh, yeah, me. I'm downright ugly. I try to be nice to people as much as I possibly can. And there's a certain point. If I can't walk away, if I get pushed to the corner, I'm not nice anymore. And see, this is the problem that we've run into, Austin. They've pushed us in the corner. They pushed us in the corner. They pushed us in the corner. And now they want us to capitulate and basically lick boots. I'm not a bootlicker. Never have been. Never am going to be. Never planning on being one. You know, I'd rather stand up on the firing squad line and lick boots. And see, this is the problem that we have. We've got too many Christians that are willing to lick the boot. And this is the problem. They've sat back and they've allowed these people to come in and force them to capitulate into believing and to accepting the values of this new world order, including this enhanced gun control and everything else. Now, Nancy Pelosi just had a press conference a few minutes ago. She says, the president leaves us no choice. Pelosi to proceed with articles of impeachment. Now we'll see how dedicated the Federal Reserve Bank is in maintaining the stock market now that the House is going to impeach Trump. The speaker said investigators have uncovered more than sufficient evidence to show that Trump abused his office. Nancy Speaker announced Thursday morning, a few minutes ago, that she has asked the key chairman to draft articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, a historic step that signals the House is increasingly likely to vote to impeach Trump before the end of the year. Sadly, but with confidence and humility, whatever, you weirdo, with allegiance to our founders, you have no allegiance, and a heart full of love for America, you have no love for America whatsoever, you lying brat, the way I said it that way. Pelosi said in front of a row of American flags, whatever! Pelosi didn't provide additional details, but Democrats have said they are considering multiple articles of impeachment against Trump, including abuse of power, obstruction of justice, obstruction of Congress. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to draw up articles of impeachment as soon as next week. His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution. Our democracy is what is at stake, Pelosi said in a 10-minute nationally relevant rant while she was trying to do basically under her drugs to help get rid of her symptoms of senile dementia. I added that. The facts are uncontested, she said. The president abused his power for his own personal political benefit at the expense of our national security. Did not, you lying brat. Just ahead of Pelosi's announcement, Trump delivered the defiant treat. If you're going to impeach me, do it now and do it fast, Trump wrote, adding that he wants a fair trial in the Senate, which we'll never get through, by the way. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and we will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. There you go, Donald Trump. Everything is going exactly like I told you that it would, and Austin told you that it would months ago. They're going to proceed with this. They're going to crash the economy. The Fed's going to contract the M1 money supply. The Democrats are going to lose a whole bunch of offices. Trump will be reelected. The economy will be in shambles, and we will have our little group of people, our little communist, cabalist, Luciferian, Sabbateans get to say, by the way, out of chaos will come a new world order. These guys suck, all of them. It's all a circus clown show that has been brought to you by the Rothschild International Banking Weirdo Cartels. What a mess. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, this isn't surprising to me. This is going to go further and further and further to push their agenda, and the American population has to keep standing strong on our constitutional rights and values every second of the way and fight this stuff tooth and nail the best we can, Dad.
You know, Austin, it's all back to the group of people that took Building 7 down as far as this subterfuge that's going on. This is why the same group has been thrown out of I think the last time I read about 100 different countries over and over and over again, because they always come in, undermine the governments. And this is the problem that you have with this Communist Manifesto. And this has been, by the way, this has been going on a lot longer than Stalin and Lenin. This has been going on for a long time, and it's always the money lenders that are involved in this. And the problem is with all of it is it's not about the fact that they don't have enough money. It's they don't have enough power. Not all of humanity is a bootlicker yet. And when let me explain something to you guys. Number one, these guys don't like you. Okay, it is not that they don't like you. It's they hate you. It is not that they don't hate you. It's that they don't even consider you human enough to hate. It's the whole thing is so twisted and so convoluted with their belief structure and who they think they are and how they're so vastly superior to you and how you're nothing but just a cattle or a sheep or a dog or a goat or a pig. That's all you are. And they tell you that. And that your life, they said the best of us basically should be killed. I mean, this is how they feel about us. And see, and this is the thing that you've got to understand. And I talked to Sharon about this morning. I talked to you about it too this morning, Austin, when you came up by the house before the show. If we don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, now listen to me, friends. Listen to me. I'm not going to preach at you, but I'm just giving you some facts here. Then none of this is is acceptable. You can't deal with it. You freak out. Your body, it creates such an incongruency with you that you don't know what to do. You become like hopeless and helpless. That's what they want. They want you to give up, and they want to create that feeling of helplessness and helplessness so that you allow them to bring in their new world order, that you allow them to force you into compliance with their wishes. This is what they want. This is what they've always done. This is why they were run out of so many countries. This is why they seize assets, seize corporations, seize businesses, bankrupt people, do whatever they want to do, consolidate the news media. This is who they are. They make it so that you say something against them, you're basically a bigot or a racist. And they use their organizations like the American Israeli Political Action Committee or ADL to enforce this. They use their IRS to enforce and to enslave you, which was passed the same year as the Federal Reserve Act. All of this stuff was done on purpose in their multi-hundred-year plan. And it's not the first time they've tried to do stuff like this. But it's the first time they've been very, very effective using the Scofield Bible and bringing the Zionists in and doing all the things they did with Samuel Untermeyer and the Balfour Declaration and all the other things. These Kabbalist, Luciferian, Sabbateans run the planet. Let me explain something to you guys. And this is so important that you get this. The world, okay, you and me, this world, this place that we live, remember, we're not of the world. We're just passing through. The world is in the clutches. Let me paint a picture for you. You've got an old vampire, okay? He's got long green fingernails, long green fangs, and long scriggly hair, and he's wrinkled and he's bent over, and he's got fangs hanging out of his mouth, okay? The worst, ugliest vampire you've ever seen. And he's got, you know, just a whole bunch of his little cronies that hang out with him. And he's like a wizard and a vampire, and he drinks blood and does all these crazy services and ceremonies and rituals. That's what's running the planet. It's a stinking, satanic, sex, death cult. And it's been running the planet for a long, long time. And whenever it gets exposed, it burrows back into the dirt, goes underground for a while, pops back out again, and does it all over again. That's why, if you don't have Jesus Christ as a hope, as a stopgap, as a vent, as a release to know that we have faith in Jesus and that this end that we see coming towards us at light speed on this planet means absolutely nothing to us. These momentary things that we're dealing with here on this planet and this ridiculous stuff that we see, it doesn't matter to us long-term wise. It won't matter to you in 200 years because you'll be in glory with God. And all of these people, these weirdos and these Sabbateans and these people like Nancy Pelosi, most likely will be rotting in hell begging and screaming for mercy. And they will realize, like it says in the book of Isaiah, that they were lied to, especially when Lucifer shows up down there in chains. This whole thing basically is an area that we're in right now that we can step through and walk through because of our relationship with Christ. Because God cared about you so much, He basically reproduced Himself. The exact image of God Almighty is what it says in the book of Hebrews, is who Jesus was. The second Adam created Jesus to come down here and to say, okay, look, these guys are pretty awful, but you don't have to be part of this. Just believe who I am, that I'm God and I love you, and accept me for who I am, and I'll bear your burden for you, and don't be concerned about these clowns, this circus sideshow, because what we're going to do is I'm going to create a covenant with you through blood. We've talked about blood so many times. And because I'm omnipresent, this covenant is going to be eternal and forever. And it's going to continually protect you from this stuff. And then when you accept me from that point forward, from that point, not when you die, listen to me, from that point forward, you have eternal life. You have eternal life through Christ Jesus. Because the Old Testament, with the rules and the regulations, and trying to work with the Jewish people who were basically steeped in sin, in Isis worship, and Egyptian worship, and all the weird stuff they were involved with, it didn't work out. So I had to send you a kinsman redeemer, because I can't make you and force you to do these things. I wanted to have you accept me as your Lord and your Savior, and we're going to walk in love, because I want to walk in the cool of the garden with you. I want to be your friend. I want to be your father. I want to be your mentor. I want you to know that I love you, that I'm willing to sacrifice myself through the form of my own son to create that relationship. Gosh, guys, we're so blessed to know who Jesus is. And guys, if it wasn't for Christ, this whole situation down here would be completely and totally hopeless. These guys have complete and control of the planet. They're doing everything they possibly can to destroy everything that God made, to invert everything. And if it wasn't for Christ, you know, we'd all be hosed. Hosed! It'd be awful. But we're not. We have hope and glory. And we can continue to resist and stand firm in the belief of who and what we believe in through Jesus. And that's what we have to do. And that's the purpose of this show. You know, I don't do this show because I have to do this show, because, you know, I'm trying to generate revenue from this show, because it's something that I'm having fun with. It's because I'm just having some kind of entertainment spectacle with you guys. It's not at all what this is. I feel as though that I'm right smack dab in the middle of God's will doing this and trying to help you guys understand and sort through this mess. Guys, what a mess. And these clowns, through the Frankfurt School, through the Federal Reserve Act, and all of the things they've done, have gradually, over 100 years, they have this vampire that I described. He's got his fangs on the neck of the country right now, and he's sinking his fangs in. And we've got to realize that we've got to stand firm and say, no! No, you stinking weirdos! No! We're not going to let you do this. It's like this lady yesterday during the hearings. She comes in and starts slamming Barron Trump. And Melania, I'll give Melania credit, as part of the circus science show, she basically just chews this lady out and says, no, this is not okay. This is not okay to do this. We're not going to allow this, and you're not going to do this, and we're not going to talk about children. This is Pamela Carlin did this. And so I looked her up on Wikipedia. Let me just tell you who she was on Wikipedia. I don't have to make this up. Pamela S. Carlin. And it talks about going to Yale Law School and everything else. And let's see who they are. Let's see who they want to put on the stand who wants to slam a 13-year-old boy. Carlin told Politico in 2009, it's no secret at all that I'm counted among the LGBT crowd. She has described herself as an example of a snarky, bisexual, Jewish woman, and her partner is Viola Canellas. So remember, she's a lesbian. She's a Jew lesbian. She says, I'm a Jew lesbian who's snarky. Crap, you can't even make this stuff up. This is who they're bringing in. I mean, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're trying to let you know that, hey, we're that group. We're going to do whatever we want to do, and it doesn't make one bit of difference what you think. It doesn't make one bit of difference what you believe. We're going to do what we want to do regardless of the consequences. Let me tell you a little snarky. You know, you're a sicko. You little sicko. I got to stop. I'm going to say something I'm not supposed to say. Austin, go ahead. Your turn. I'm going to go back to another story about it. I got to stop. I'm going to say something really ugly.
Oh, yeah. Also, too, you know, I talked to you guys last week or so about Chick-fil-A and the decline of what's happened there. And obviously, they've been infiltrated by a lot of the leftists. I told you how the Chick-fil-A, as far as donation aspect of them, has been severely compromised. Now you know that they basically dropped Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They're no longer supporting donating them. They dropped Salvation Army. They're now supporting a bunch of these leftist groups. You can listen back to the show a week and a half ago. So I think that I went into detail. Well, now they've also said that they're going to start supporting the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, if you guys remember, the Southern Poverty Law Center is also the group that made the hate map years ago, which essentially labeled every single group in the United States that they believed was a right-wing hate group, even Christian groups, anti-abortion groups, and so forth. And so now Chick-fil-A, obviously, is making it very known that they are going left now. They have been compromised from within, regardless of what everybody wants to say. I've had multiple people email me, well, they're still Christian, they're still closed on Sunday. Guys,
they dropped the Salvation Army and they dropped the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and they dropped almost every right-wing Christian group as far as supporting them, and now they're openly supporting the Southern Poverty Law Center. Let's be real. I mean, they're going over now. They may not have gone over the falls yet, but they're in the process of paddling and getting lined up to go over the falls into the deep end of the communist agenda. Obviously, somebody has got in there and infiltrated them now. It's sad to see that because I know, you know, I've known the owner and so forth, the family, hardcore Christians, really, really good family, really good people. But as you see in a lot of generational companies and so forth, if the family is not fully grounded all the way across the spectrum, it only takes a matter of time for a few generations, you know, maybe their kids, maybe their kids' kids, maybe their kids' kids' kids, however many long it takes down. But, you know, Chick-fil-A has always been a beacon of Christianity when it came to restaurants. You know, they're like number two, number three fast food restaurant in the entire country. I mean, right below, I think, like McDonald's. And they... The leftists don't like that. They don't like that they were against the LGBT community coming in and basically parading. They didn't support that. They didn't support basically gay marriage. They didn't support being, you know, open on Sunday and so everybody could go to church. So I can guarantee you these things are slowly, slowly, slowly going to go in and start to corrupt that company. Because one thing you guys, you know, and you've seen this, the bankers, well, they never let anybody go out on their own to a huge aspect. At some point in time, they own them. They own them eventually. It may take a few decades, it may take 100 years, but the banks figure out a way to weasel their exactly greasy right. little faces under the door and into the house and figure out how to end up taking over that company and owning it or buying it or hostile takeover or basically coming due on loans. Whatever it is, they figure out how to do it, and that's the same thing that we've even seen in this country as a nation. Ever since the Federal Reserve came in 1913, we didn't own this country anymore. We became a corporation that the Federal Reserve Bank owns now, and they treat exactly us right. as such. That's why, has anybody ever wondered, and we bring this up all the time, why we can't audit the Fed, why the people can't audit the Fed, why the federal government can't audit the Fed, why Ron Paul couldn't audit the Fed? They won't let us audit them. You show me any other entity or organization on the continental United States that does not allow themselves to be audited. You imagine your business, you're operating really good, you're doing a bunch of shady stuff, whatever you want to do, and all of a sudden the IRS comes in, you go, sorry guys, you can't audit me. I'm with the Federal Reserve Bank, you can't come in. And they turn around and walk away. Because that's never happened, ever. But yet, the Federal Reserve Bank does it on a regular basis. Because why? They are the IRS. The IRS is their pit bull. They control every aspect of it. That's why they won't allow Congress to audit them. And when they did open their books one time, the multi-trillion dollar discrepancy in off-books balance sheets that popped up right away, they slammed the book shut and said, audit's over, sorry, we're not going to do this anymore. We've now revoked our invite for you to audit us. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Thanks for playing. Good night. And that was the end of it. This is what we have to keep bringing up and exposing. This is why a lot of the stuff on the Federal Reserve, completely removed off YouTube. Stuff on 9/11 with independent videos, completely removed off YouTube. Building 7 on YouTube, majority of it's completely removed. There's a few ones that keep popping up, but most of the stuff that actually goes into detail is completely removed off YouTube. They don't want people to talk about it. So I encourage and invite all of our listeners, all of our Health Masters family, the things that they don't want you to talk about are the very things that we are demanding we have to talk about. Every single topic like this that comes up that they do not want us to bring up, we have to talk about it, because the topics that they remove, that they ban, that they censor, are the ones they do not want talked about, and those are the ones that do not fall into their narrative. So I encourage everybody, bring these topics up. Epstein didn't kill himself. I've still seen these memes floating around. Somebody the other day went to Walmart and videotaped it. They went basically to the front desk and they said, I need to page somebody. And they said, what was their name? They said, the name's Mr. Clinton Killed Epstein. And the girl did it on the phone. I'm paging Mr. Clinton Killed Epstein. And she said it twice. And I just chuckled and laughed. These are things that have to be continually brought up, including the Fed, including Building 7, including what's in your vaccine. All these things need to keep being brought up, Dad.
you know, Austin, I want to talk about oxytocin.
Right.
Now you were like, what the heck's Ted talking about now at oxytocin? Oxytocin is interesting. Our German rocket scientist, chemist, basically decided to develop a compound to promote the acceptance of an integration of migrants into Europe. And oxytocin was found that it makes Europeans more amenable to accepting large numbers of gang-raping Muslim migrants into their midst following a shocking new study at the University of Bonn. And what they found is they took a bunch of people and they gave them this oxytocin, and they were really nice to strangers, and they gave away money, and they basically accepted everybody for who they are. Now, you say, what the heck? Well, it also looks out like they're finding oxytocin in the milk of the Europeans. Can you believe it? Yeah. And so, so I posted this on Breitbart. It says, German scientists drug public with oxytocin to promote the acceptance and integration of migrants. It's kind of like their fluoride, I guess. Let's just give you some stuff to make you feel just a little bit better. It'll be okay. Just go ahead and take a little bit of this. You'll really feel a lot better, and you'll accept everybody who they are. Transgenders, it won't matter to you. What difference does it make? You're happy. You got oxytocin. It won't make any difference if you've got 1,000 gang-raping migrant hordes coming in who want to rape every one of your blonde, blue-eyed, blue-eyed women. It doesn't make a difference. It won't matter if they grope 1,000 women in Cologne, Germany, and throw them on the ground in a circle and rape them and protect the rapists as they circle around them like a bunch of animals. It'll be okay because you love them. What? Would they do that? I don't know what they did, guys. All I know is that supposedly they put oxytocin in the dairy products in Europe now, and that they did research on oxytocin and what it would do. And just the other day, I was in a lounge at Starwood Properties, I guess Marriott now, and I was having breakfast, and some guy from Germany was walking around, and I noticed him, and he was talking German to his wife, so I started talking to him, and I asked him about the migrants, and he said, oh, we love the migrants. And he said, you know, Angela Merkel brought in too many of them, but that's okay. We still love them, and they're doing great. We need them in Germany, and we can handle 300,000 or 400,000 of them a year. That's good. It's good. We like having them come in. And at the time I said, are you kidding? He goes, well, no, it's okay. I wonder how much oxytocin that boy had been given. Can he be that stupid? Can he be that stupid? And I couldn't even believe it. I just said, they was Gerhardt. And I told him, I said, I disagree with you. I said, why do you want gang-raping Muslim hordes? And he goes, well, I said, what about the 1,000 women that were assaulted in Cologne? He goes, oh, well, that only happened one time with 1,000. And I said, they're running around with machine guns now all over Germany to protect your women from gang-raping hordes. And he goes, well, it's okay, though. We can handle 300,000 or 400,000 more every year. It's time for Angela Merkel to go ahead and leave. And I'm like, dude, what have you been reading? What is wrong with you? And yeah, so goes Germany. And you know, it's sad. It's sad because Germany fought against the international banking cartels. They actually shook off the shackles of the central bank in the late 30s and started printing debt-free currency. And the whole world came after Germany, forced them into World War II. All of this junk. You guys need to read The Bad War. Read The Bad War. It's free. It's free. It won't cost you anything. It won't even cost you a tube of toothpaste. Read The Bad War. You can find it you can find it online. Put Bad War. You'll probably have to put it through DuckDuckGoGo. I'm sure Google's banned it. DuckDuckGoGo, The Bad War. In fact, let me tell you something. This is funny. I did that the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine who's an airplane mechanic. And he was asking me about stuff. And I said, read The Bad War. He went on the internet and Googled The Bad War. Nothing came up. Nothing came up. And I said, well, you got to change your search engines. He goes, what do you mean? I said, put in DuckDuckGoGo. Boom! It popped up. There was the PDF. Yeah, just like that. Well, they wouldn't do that. Dudes, they are taking thousands, if not millions, of things, like Austin said, about 9/11, Building 7, all of it. Anything that's not part of their mainstream media, off. They're going to set up an AI search engine that's going to go through the hundreds of billions, if not trillions, of entries now onto the World Wide Web and filter through it and start deleting stuff in mass. That's their goal, guys, to totally censor everything so you cannot hear the truth from anyone. So, guys, please listen to me for a second. Make a copy of the recording today, whatever you have to do. Burn it onto a hard drive we have. You know, save this stuff, because if they pull us off, they've already pulled us off YouTube. Because, you know, we're just a little bit too, how should I say, truthful. My friend who was banned from the White House the other day, he said, well, Ted, you know, you really need to be out in churches and telling people the truth. So he said, because he works, he does a lot of church stuff. And I said to him, churches? I said, my phone's not ringing. I said, you are the only person that had me come speak at a church. I said, they don't want to hear this stuff in a church. When I started talking to him about accountability and discipline and responsibility and the New World Order and the Federal Reserve and the Zionism and the Scofield Bible, they don't want to hear any of this stuff. They don't hear any of it. I said, we have an audience that numbers into the millions. And I said, we talk to our audience every single day. That's you guys, by the way. I love you guys. And these people are responsive, and they take the doggone shows and they put them on Facebook, the links. They take the shows and they put them on their email database and they send them out to all of their friends. They're sending out all of this stuff, and our show is growing exponentially because of what we're doing right now. So why in the world do I want to go fight in the church and have everybody get all mad at me because I talk about Zionism being something that people shouldn't be involved in, and we shouldn't be trying to force revelation? And why do we want the tribulation on the planet? And what happens if you don't get raptured? I said, buddy, they're not going to put me in churches to talk about this. They don't want to hear it, because what I've got to say isn't going to fill their pews with giving units, and especially when I tell them that we're not under the old law anymore and that we don't have to deal with all of this weird stuff, and we don't have to do a first fruits offering of your entire paycheck for January, and if you don't, there are going to be consequences from God. What kind of nonsense is this? And I won't tell it, and I won't preach it, because we're under a new covenant through Christ. And I said, so are they really going to bring me in? I said, like I said, my phone's not ringing. And I said, quite frankly, I said, I was on the seminar circuit for years. I did over 100 seminars with Zig Ziglar and President Bush and Barbara Bush and Colin Powell and Schwarzkopf and a plethora of other people, including the now famous rapist Bill Cosby. All of these people, spoke to a million people at live seminars, done thousands of radio and TV talk shows on health and fitness. And I said, notice, these people don't really want to hear the truth, because the truth will set them free. Remember what the Word says. Light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Always remember that. So this is my little conversation that I had going on with my pastor friend who was banned from the White House. And so we have to understand, guys, I need you, okay? I pray for you every day. And many of you have supported us, and you get your toothpaste and your multiple vitamins from us because you're buying those anyhow. I need you to do one more thing for me. I need to take this show today, and I need to send it to your entire email database. You say, well, some people think I'm nuts. Well, that's okay. They don't care if they do. If they think you're nuts, they're going to think I'm nuts too. It doesn't make any difference. Why do you care what they think? Send this show today to every person on your email list, on every Facebook, every Twitter, every tweet, everything. Make this thing go viral today, because today was one of those shows you need to have everybody listen to and make people realize who and what's in charge of this country, this new world order, and what kind of nightmares they are. Because remember, these guys are the same guys, this communist mantra they've got going on, that are pushing UN Agenda 2030 that Austin's talked about so much. And we have to understand what this is. In the past year, with this hysterical Greta Weirdo Thunberg, you know, the AOC and the New Green Deal, and the world needs to understand that this climate alarmism is not about a bunch of elaborate kickbacks and carbon derivatives and financial schemes. It literally represents, listen to me, guys, a totalitarian takeover of our national sovereignty and of our individual rights.
Yep.
This is, we've got what this is. It is an action plan. This is basically a quote now from a guy named Coyer. It is the plan to disinventory and control all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all energy, all education, all law enforcement, all judicial systems, all information, all food, and all human beings on the planet. It is an inventory and control plan.
Yep.
It's from the Sabbateans again. It is totally comprehensive, and it's not some dusty old plan. It's a real plan affecting you right now. There's a good chance that you're one of the 178 nation pluses the Vatican, which has agreed to this plan. And in 1992, it's a global plan that they implemented locally to take full implementation in 2020. Now it's 2030. So this is what's going on. The same guy, Courier, explains that this 21 refers to the 21st century. It's a 100-year plan, and they want to have it all wrapped up by 2050. That's the goal. Full regionalization implemented, which is the interim step to full globalization, because all of this represents and connected to the New World Order, in which all the presidents and prime ministers and movers and shakers have talked about and are actually moving towards during their time in office, including Donald Trump. It is not a new idea. You can take it all the way back into the 1880s, and it talks about, and then she goes into detail about Marxist socialism and the revolutionary socialism and what's going on, and that the globalist controllers then tried everything out, so you can see violent overthrow in some places, you see slow penetration in others, which is done with the educational system, of course, the media, and general culture. Globalization is the full standardization of all systems. We're talking about educational, legal systems, monetary systems, listen to me, and religious systems. If you're going to control everything centrally about, which is really what it's about, full globalization, you have to put up huge mega corporations to do all of this. Guys, this is all about the climate standards in this 2030 deal. It's all about bringing in a new world order, a new world government, a one world government, and a one world dictator and a one world religion, all worshiping the Antichrist. That's what this is all about. It's all about trying to force the book of Revelation into fruition. That's what they want. That's why they're so doggone adamant about rebuilding the third temple. Because it says in the book of 3 Thessalonians that this man of perdition, this son of hell, this Antichrist is going to anoint himself in the Holy of Holies, in the temple, and proceed to walk out and announce that he's God Almighty. This is Satan. This is Lucifer. This is the next phase. And they have to consolidate, have globalization in order to allow it all to be controlled centrally that way. This is what we're fighting right now, guys. And the Christian Zionists are marching in lockstep to this goal. They don't want to have this happen because they think they're going to get raptured and they're going to leave and they're going to force all of this stuff to come to play. Guys, why would you wish that on anybody? Why would you want hell on earth under any circumstances? Why would you want that? A lot of them believe, well, then we'll force Israel to accept Jesus Christ for who he is, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we can watch in the heavenly grandstands as Satan is extinguished, and we can do all of these things, and we can applaud and say, wow, that was great. It's a shame they had to kill billions. Oh, well. Oh, all those children, everybody died. Oh, that's awful. Oh, well. It wasn't this fun. What's wrong with you people? My gosh. Look at what you believe. And I'm a Christian. I'm ashamed of what you guys believe. It's not okay to wish all these people dead. I wish that all will be saved. I hope that Jesus tarries so that all will be saved, that we can continue to promote the agenda of Jesus Christ and not the agenda of the Antichrist. Think about what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're pushing. It's not okay. And where are you walking in love? Where are you walking in love with all of these wars, these never-ending wars, and the bombing and the bombing and the maiming of children? If it was your child, your family, your kids that were being bombed and maimed and raped, you'd say, no more. But because it's in another country, it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's never okay to kill people. We're taught to walk in love and have the love of Christ in us. What is wrong with your faith? What is wrong with your religion? What is wrong with your belief structure? You've listened to some bad teachers, guys. I mean, you've listened to some bad teachers. You've listened to some whacked out doctrine. Whacked out doctrine that was never pushed until the 1850s with that blithering idiot Cyrus Schofield in Derby, who was pushed by Samuel Untermeyer, who was a hardcore Zionist to rebuild the third temple to bring in the Antichrist. Why do you want that? I don't want any of this. I want the love of Jesus Christ to infuse this planet. I want the Holy Spirit to come into all of us and create a new being within us and allow us to bring honor and glory to God in all that we do, think, and say. That's my belief. Say, well, you'll never stop the book of Revelation. It's going to happen. Yeah, but let it happen in God's timing and don't try to force it. Don't try to force it. Don't be a nutbag and try to promote endless wars. And we already did this with Christianity. We went into the Crusades. Let's go kill all the infidels. Let's go kill all the Muslims. Let's go kill everybody. Whatever, man. It doesn't work. It doesn't work to do this. Now, should we allow these people who have diametrically opposed belief systems into our country unbridled, unfettered? Absolutely not. We left the old world to come to the new world with the Americas back in the 1400s, 1500s, 1600s to escape the tyranny of all of that mess and avoid these people and stay away from these people and develop our own culture, and we have that. But this New World Order doesn't want us to be a country that has our own culture, it has our own people. It wants us to be completely infused with the George Soros, Rothschild cutout, groups of people that have come in from other countries to undermine the very structure and fabric of our society so they can eliminate Christians from the world scene. Christians, wake up. Listen to me. It's not okay. Don't capitulate to this new world order. Guys, I love you. Wow. This is a show today. It's a show of shows. I appreciate you guys. I love you. I stand with you. I pray for you. Thank you for supporting us. Austin, finish it up. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, and I always bring up Poland a lot because Poland's kind of a beacon of light with a lot of this stuff now. Now, Poland has taken a stand against the sexual perversion by the sex education in the school systems now. Ironically enough, according to the Polish Constitution, the citizens can submit their own referendum and call it to vote. Poland's now Stop Pedophilia Bill holds public schools to new standards, preventing school officials from promoting sexual activity to minors under the guise of education. Over 265,000 Polish citizens have signed the measure demanding new standards for sex education to protect children from sexual exploitation. Really, really interesting stuff. I saw it a little bit earlier, and I'm going to go into more detail on it tomorrow because these are things that we need to start promoting in this country as far as preventing our children, as I said so many times in the public school system, preventing them from being exposed to this stuff and not allowing it just because everybody says it's politically correct and they need to learn this stuff. 4- and 5-year-olds don't need to learn about sexual exploration. It's not necessary. And also, too, something Dad was saying a second ago, tying in with Agenda 2020 and Agenda 2030 and all this with the United Nations, one of the big factors that all of this is going to rely on is the 5G system. That's one thing that he didn't really go into detail on, which is we're running out of time. And I bring it up so much. And so my whole point in bringing this up is, make sure, and I'm doing this down here as well, make sure you have the ability to stand strong and try to prevent 5G from coming into areas, especially in the rural areas. The big city areas, there's probably nothing you're going to be able to do about it, just being honest with you. You know, Orlando's and Tampa's down here in Florida, not much you're going to be able to do with that. But the local areas where we still have a stand and we can still make our voice heard, and the city commissioners and the county commissioners and so forth, do every single thing within your power to prevent these things from coming up in your neighborhood, because they are going to be the main tool to tie in everything into the big grid so they can monitor and control the entire system and the Internet of Things, bringing it all together. So I just wanted to kind of add that in there on top of it. It's something that really, really, really needs to be addressed on top of it, because if we can prevent those from coming in a lot of areas, you know, you'll have spots, you'll have gaps of basically unfunctioning connectivity. So if you don't have it in this area, it's not going to work correctly because it has to go into a full Internet of Things grid, if that makes sense. So just wanted to kind of bring that up on there as well. Guys, thank you again for all the support and everything. I've been getting a lot of emails, trying to get through them all, trying to respond to everybody the best I can, especially health questions. Thank you for the support. If you need anything or you have immediate questions, please feel free to give us a call. You'll honestly get a faster response right now with as many emails as I have. I'm trying to back up and get caught up on. You can call us up at 1-800-726-1834. Be happy to give you any type of health food advice or nutrition advice. But again, also, I deal with this a lot with the emails. We don't give pharmaceutical drug advice. If you call us up or you send us emails and you ask us basically about all these different pharma drugs you're on and how you want to come off of them, you need to discuss with your doctor when it comes to pharmaceutical drugs. We are not pharmacologists here. We are not a pharmacy. We cannot legally give you pharmaceutical advice. So again, thank you for respecting that with us here at Health Masters. And again, thank you for your support. Even if it's just buying the Ultimate Multiple Capsules every day, it makes a huge difference in funding the show. Keep up the good fight. Thank you for standing strong and getting this information out there. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay prepped, stay ready, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.